It's Julia Ferrara here at Good Folk Fest with Stuart Hyatt, the composer and producer of Shrimp Attack, an orchestral pop album originally recorded in 2005 with the member artists of Creative Clay. Stuart, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's such a fun day.
Take us back 20 years ago. What was the recording process for this album like, and what was it like working with the member artists of Creative Clay?
Well, I can say that I've been doing this kind of work for 30 years now, and this is absolutely in my top three projects of all time. I don't know how we did it. I don't know how we made it. It was a piece of magic that was somehow like pulled from deep inside the ocean or from the sky. And beyond the members of Creative Clay and some Eckerd College students who I was working with, I was lucky to be joined by my friend Joe Tirana, who's actually here with me today. Would you like to say hi to Joe?
Greetings, I am Joe Tirana. I am in the bubble of Stuart Hyatt. I played piano, saxophone, and skateboard on the album.
You said skateboard?
That's correct. We were looking for kind of a rhythmic thing on one of the particular tracks, and a skateboard wheel sufficed as the perfect rhythmic capabilities. It was awesome.
Wow, something I've never heard before. All right, how would you describe Shrimp Attack to someone who has never listened to it before?
I would describe it as the only album that will make you cry, make you laugh, and make you vomit all at the same time.
Shrimp Attack!
Oh my.
Actually, that is Shrimp Attack right there. It was just the most zany album I have ever been a part of.
This is a question I like to ask people when talking about songs or albums, but if you were to compare Shrimp Attack to a color, what color would it be?
I would compare it to the color clear.
Well, I would have to go ocean just because of shrimps.
What color is that to you?
Well, for me, it's Caribbean blue or teal, but I'm a giant Jimmy Buffett fan, so if you're coming from Oregon, it could be shades of gray.
Right. And my last question is, for Creative Clay's 30th anniversary celebration, you remixed and remastered the original recordings for a limited edition release, which is available here at Good Folk Fest. What was that experience like?
It was such an honor to be asked to do it, but also just a reminder that, gosh darn it, we really do our best work when we're young. And so for those of us who are old, we can swim in our own tears, but for those of you who are young, walk out on the limb, do a little jingle with your booty, and crack that limb because you're gonna fall safely to the ground. And do you know what? There's this famous interview that Bob Dylan did on 60 Minutes, and Ed Bradley is asking him, like, how did you write those things? And he said, "Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon." And he says, "I can't do that anymore." He said, "That was a type of magic." And then he looks into the camera, Bob Dylan, and he goes, "Not a Siegfried and Roy kind of magic, but a real magic." And that's how I feel about this project. I mean, it's not quite Bob Dylan level, but there was magic. There was real magic that happened 20 years ago, and I still get goosebumps thinking about it.
Just now. Would you like to share?
Yeah, and for me, it was like visiting old friends. I haven't really listened to those tracks in 20 years, so to get the album back remastered, which sounds amazing, by the way, it's really something else. I was going to wait for a special occasion to play the vinyl album, and the special occasion was the moment I got it. So I put it right on the turntable, and it was really fun to listen to songs like Hot Dog. I mean, just that alone was so
Hot Dog!
yummy.
Yummy!
The zaniness of the album and how good it really is. It truly is a very special album, including Ben's House, the last track. If you're listening out there, just listen to the last track. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much for talking with me today, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.